So, first of all, then, following on from the weekend, it was a first bit of football for you. Any after effects from that?
Yeah, not really, just a bit of general stiffness. Missed 2 weeks of training and then got put back in the team and played 100 and odd minutes because of the extra time, but feeling all right and ready to go.
Are you confident now that all of the injury problems are behind you and you're going to get a chance in the first team for the next few months?
Yeah, well, it's always going to be about managing myself. I'm not going to be one of them who'll play 10 games on back-to-back, but the physios are looking after me and the gaffer are managing me, but I'm appreciate what they're doing and just hopefully I can put the performances in for showing the trust in me.
So what does that mean then? Is that just for every now and again you may well just have to say, right, it's got to be somebody else's turn this week and we'll see about me next time?
Yeah, looks like that way. I'll just be struggling with my groins now for a year or two after the after effect of the operation on my knee, so I don't expect to play every game here. Gaffer told me that when I signed, and so I'll be in and out of the team a lot, so just about managing myself and my body.
Is that something that you have to accept now for the rest of your career, or is there some, forgive my ignorance about all this, some kind of operation you could have at some point to put it away as a problem?
Yeah, no, not really. It's just I never quite got over the knee problem, and that just figures a few things off. But I think next year I'll be stringing games back-to-back next year. It's just this season getting back into it.
It must give you some confidence, though, that as soon as you are available again, you're right back in.
Yeah, well, I said that I was surprised to start on Saturday because of the two great results we had away from home and at home, but I was happy to be back in the team. I didn't expect it. It was a surprise. But you've always got to be on your toes here because you never know what team's going to go up.
It must be... is it easy to come back into a side that are winning rather than having to maybe encounter more problems that you... Perhaps the onus is on your head to sort out?
Yeah, of course it's easier when you've got a team confidence, playing good football, creating chances every few minutes like we were Saturday. So it's easier coming back into a winning and confident team than coming into a team that's struggling at the bottom and not playing great football.
There must be a bit of bounce about this side right now. Clean sheets in the last few, victories coming.
Yeah, well, we're starting to click together now. Took up first few games of the season, we weren't really clicking, but starting to play the football that we want to play, high tempo pressing, creating chances, which we're doing. It's just the goals that we need to start scoring more and killing teams off earlier on in the game.
What can be done to rectify that? Because there is this frustration, if it is a frustration, that the victories aren't by more of a significant margin, like Crewe should have been put to bed long before they were on Saturday, for example.
Yeah, well, I think it's just putting our chances away. I think we create enough chances to score. It's just that final bit of finishing that we need to brush up on, but I'm sure the next few weeks it'll come because we're creating that many chances and the team's going to come and get a 4-0 drum and hopefully soon.
Are you somebody that's expecting, hoping to weigh in with a few goals?
Yeah, well, I need to add that to my game. I'm not a prolific goal scorer. I'm not like I'm starting to get into the box more and just hopefully the ball will fall to me like it did against Orient, but the next one I'm going to put in.
Is it one of those that you are actively thinking about, or is it something Nigel said, come on, we need this from you as well?
I'm not really the manager. He gets people to chip in, but it's mostly Andy Garner on my case saying, come on, he needs other people to chip in. Don't have all the pressure on the forwards, which Skoog's done on him. Shatty scoring the goal. Take a bit of pressure off the forwards.
It is an odd scenario at the moment that there's McNulty and I think Davis as the two leading scorers not getting regular football at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be like for majority of the squad. You'll be in and out, but McNulty's being labelled as a super sub. I'm not sure he'll like it, but he's
a... Do you give me some stick for that?
Not really, because he's scoring goals, yeah, so he can't argue with him over that.
So, the MK Dons are the next challenge in the Cup. How much would you want a cup run to keep this going?
Yeah, you will. You want to recreate what happened last year and try and get to Wembley. Well, we'll want to beat MK Dons and hopefully get a big home tie.
Is there a feeling, perhaps with this one as well, that you'll get a first glance at one of the rivals, a team more than likely, at the very least, going to be around the playoffs this year?
Yeah, well, they've underachieved the last few years and this year, but I think beating Manchester United in the Cup, I think that's given them confidence and they're going to be up there. I think they're definitely nailed on for... playoff promotion, so they're going to be a team that we're going to be challenging and playing against.
Because rather oddly, due to international call-ups, etc., they're one of the ones, the big ones, if you like, that the Sheffield United haven't faced yet.
Yeah, we've played most of them, tough games, Peterborough, Leighton Orient, Preston, we've played Bristol City as well, so they're the next challenges more like that we've got to face, so we've got to be up for that one.
It's tight, isn't it, in that, and we'll come specifically onto the Cup in a bit more in a second, but that area of the league is very congested. Even Bristol City have had a couple of matches where they've dropped points recently.
Yeah, well, Bristol, they've started like a house on fire, but I think they've struggled with the last few games with results, but I think we're going along our business nice and quietly, just creeping up there and in and around it. I think teams are starting to take note of us now.
I was about to say that not in this part of the world, that would never happen, but perhaps from everybody else's point of view, Sheffield United have been slightly under the radar, and yeah, your Bristol Cities of this world, have everyone's been looking at them for the time being, and you've slipped under the radar.
Yeah, well, exactly. Bristol are running away with it at the moment, and we're just going about our business nicely, but everything's starting to click into place, and you don't want to be labelled as the nails on favourite to go up like Bristol are at the moment, so we're just creeping along nicely.
So your experience in the League Cup is what so far?
For me, I made my debut at West Ham, so that was just nice to get a win at a Premiership grounds and give us a bit of confidence, and I think that kick-started our season.
It's interesting with the Cups and Sheffield United, as you will know from looking on last season, the Cup didn't do Sheffield United any harm in the league last year either.
No, well, I think that also helped them in the league, the form. They were beating teams for fun, so I think they went 13 games unbeaten, and the Cup run certainly helped them finish where they was, considering they were down at the bottom.
When you look at the MK Dons just finally then, where do their threats lie?
Goals, they seem to have scored a lot of goals, but they also concede a lot. I think they're play nice football, which they always do, but I think we can get at them and score a few.
How much confidence do you as a player, obviously in midfield, but perhaps take if we are pigeonholing certain types of the team from the fact that the back four is all, you know, it's firing on all cylinders at the minute, the team are defending ever so well?
Yeah, we are. We don't look like conceding at the moment. We've got a good back four, and it's not always the same. It's Basham coming in, McCarthy, McEvely, and we're confident in whoever plays at the back.